Hello, 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 and good evening, good morning, or good afternoon, wherever you might be in the world. It is absolutely wonderful to be here with you. I am super excited to be on this journey with you over the next week or so. We are going to have the best time, and you, I guarantee, are going to leave with so many golden nuggets. Now, you guys are here a bit early, which is exciting because I like an early bird. And it means you can help me with something because technology's amazing and it brings us together, which is obviously awesome. But there is always that worry that it doesn't quite go to plan. So I would love it if you could let me know in the chat that you can hear me okay and you can see me okay. We will get started just after 8 o'clock, just after everybody's had a chance to come in and join. But until then, I would just love it if you could tell me that you can see me and hear me okay. You're going to notice my eyes darting every so often to the other side because I have a screen next to me that has all of your messages on. So I can kind of keep an eye on the chat as I'm doing the training. So just really hoping that we can hear somebody saying, yes, we can hear you and we can see you. So let me know in the chat when that's the case. As I said, we'll get started just after 8. Oh, amazing. Amanda, thank you. You can hear me and you can see me. That's what we like to hear. And now I can relax. Amazing. So what are golden nuggets? I heard someone ask. Well, that's a great question. Golden nuggets are pieces of information, pieces of learning that you just go, oh my goodness, that is golden. Like that's something I can take away and I can really learn from. And I plan to give you lots of those throughout this training series. So that's what a golden nugget is. And I can see that you can all hear me and see me, which is amazing. And I can see lots of people are still joining us. So we are just going to give it a couple of minutes. And in the meantime, I know we have a massively international audience with us, which is really exciting. We have people in Australia, America, the UK, all over the place. So let me know in the chat whereabouts you are joining us from. Whereabouts in the world are you? Let's see just how international our audience is. That'd be pretty cool. In fact, if my team are listening and can hear this, let's do a quick poll. So you're going to see at the bottom a little poll pop up, which is asking you, where are you from? Now, I think we've got three main countries. So I think we've got the UK, Australia, and the US. But let's add an other category into that poll as well, so we can kind of see where everyone's from. So either UK, US, Australia or other. So hopefully the team is listening and can set up that poll for us and we'll be able to see it in just a second, which will be quite exciting. It should pop up on your screens any minute and you'll be able to vote and we'll be able to get a sense of where everybody's from. London, Chester, Cheshire, Essex, Surrey, all over the show. Lots of UK people. Oklahoma, love it. You know, I absolutely love these events because they give us this amazing opportunity to create this community from all over the world and bring it together. I mean, how special is that? It's so cool. New South Wales, Essex, Wales, all over the place. Amazing. Absolutely love it. Okay, cool. So we're going to get started in just a couple of minutes. I know that for some people, this will be the first time you have ever come to a live training or a live stream like this. And we are totally live. So, you know, it's live TV, anything can happen. So we are totally live, which is amazing because it means I get to deliver this training to you in real time. But it does mean that sometimes people struggle getting in if their internet isn't great or takes them a little bit of time to figure out the links, which is why we send you so many emails reminding you. So hopefully, if we give it another couple of minutes, we'll have most people here and we will dive in. So I can see that the poll results are in. So let's have a little look at how they are looking. So far we have mostly UK folks. So 95-ish% UK, a couple of percent each for Oz and the US and some in other as well. So a real mix. I know we have lots of Australians signed up. Maybe they are going to watch it on the replay because I know it's super early in Sydney. I think it's like 5:30 or something in Australia. Well, it can't be 5:30, can it? It must be 5 or 6, one of the two. So I know it's super early for some people, so they'll catch up on the replay. But welcome, 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 wherever you are. I, just out of interest, I'm in Cheshire in the UK. So kind of around Manchester. I've seen there's a few of you guys from Cheshire here as well. So nice to be in good local company. Okay, so it is a couple of minutes past eight. What do we think? I think we dive in. I think we get started. You guys have shown up on time and I like that. I like people who keeps their promises and do what they say they're gonna do. So we are gonna dive in. So I'm just going to share my slides, which hopefully you guys can now see on the screen. And I'm just gonna start by very quickly introducing myself. Of course, the first thing I should say is, welcome to Happiness Hacks Live. This is the first time I've ever run this free training event and I'm really excited about it because it's not like anything I've ever done before. And I'll tell you why in a minute. But in terms of the introduction, I'm Laura. I am the founder of My Happy Mind, which is an NHS-backed organisation dedicated to building resilience, self-esteem and happiness in children. So we work in hundreds of schools, nurseries and with thousands of families through our various different programmes. And basically, I'm a woman on a mission. And that mission is to teach parents, carers and children how to actually build resilience and self-esteem, because there is so much that is myth out there in terms of how you do that, which we're going to be getting to. And my mission is to actually teach you guys the stuff that works. And that's what I'll be doing throughout this session. So we're going to go on a bit of a journey together. We're going to be together for a week or so over the three training sessions, obviously kicking off tonight with phase one. And then we're going to go to phase two on Tuesday of next week, same time, same place. And then phase three on Thursday of next week. Now, why have I split this over three sessions? Well, there's a couple of reasons. The first is I have so much to teach you and so much to take you through. And if I tried to pack it all into one session, quite frankly, I just wouldn't get through it all. So I would have to take stuff out and do less of a good job than if I split it over three, which is the main reason we're doing it that way. The second reason we're doing it that way is I'm a mum. I also run an organisation and I get that it's busy and that sometimes life just gets in the way, right? You might have had all best intentions to come to this session. You might be watching it on the replay now thinking, oh, I wish I'd been there live. But the truth is that's what happens. And so I wanted to create some space in between each of the sessions so that you could either catch up if you needed to, or you could just have the time to reflect and think about what you've learned before we go to the next stage. And the content is very intentionally structured across these three phases so that I can take you on this journey and make sure you get the most value from it. So tonight is our kickoff session. And then we have two more sessions next week. Now, the good news is now you've figured out this tech, it's going to be a breeze because you're going to be in exactly the same place for the other sessions as well. And we will send you the replays too, if you miss them for any reason. Okay, so let's just run through some top tips on how to get the best out of this experience, how to get the best out of this journey that we're going to be on together over the next week. Because you've signed up for it, you've put your hand up, you've said, yes, I need this in my world, I need this in my life. So let's get the best out of it, because you'll only learn as much as you take out of it. You'll only learn as much as you put into it. And so here's how you can get the best out of it. The first thing is, and I know this one's really hard, just try as much as possible during these sessions to avoid distractions. So if you have Netflix on in the background, or you have a whole load of other browser windows open right now on your computer and you're trying to do an online shop or check out the news whilst you're listening to me, just try and shut those things down. Because if you're not fully present in this session, you will miss stuff. There'll be stuff that just doesn't land as well as it could if you had no distractions. Now I get it, there might be kids around and that's really tough, but for those distractions that you can control, do your best to do so and remove them. The second thing is to use your workbook. So hopefully you guys have all managed to download this. So we have sent this to you in lots of emails. We've also put it in the Facebook group. And just above the video, you should see a little purple button too that says click to download it. Now, some of you already, I know, have printed it, which is awesome. But if you haven't printed it and you're on a computer, you can actually type into the document. It's what's called an editable PDF. So as long as you've saved it to your desktop, you will be able to type into it. And I really encourage you to do that. But if for whatever reason, neither of those options are available to you right now, just try and grab a pen and paper. Just grab something that you can take some notes with. Don't stress now about trying to print the workbook or trying to download it if that's stressful, because I know tech things can be stressful. Just take a deep breath and try and grab something that you can write with so you can at least do the exercises as we go through. And linked to that, I'm going to ask you guys to be kind to yourselves. Because we are going to go on a bit of a journey over these three sessions. And part of that journey will be me supporting you as parents. Because whilst you've signed up to this because you're trying to help your kids, what I know is that in order for you to help your kids, you may well need some support too. And we're going to come on to what that looks like in a minute. But just be kind to yourself through this process. Mum guilt, shaming yourself, beating yourself up, none of that is allowed here. I will not permit it, and I will stop you in your tracks if you go down that rabbit hole. Just be kind to yourself. Trust the process. That's my next one. So this is over three sessions, but they are very carefully crafted and designed so that they work in tandem. So this isn't three separate one-off sessions. You can dip into one and not do the others. They build on each other. So it's really, really important that you are here for all three. And you'll see why as we go through the process. And finally, interact and ask questions. This is your session. I want to serve you as much as I possibly can. And in order for me to do that, I need to know where you're at. I need to know how things are landing. I need to know what questions you have. And there's a couple of different ways that you can interact with us. So if you are watching on the link that we sent you in your email, you will notice at the bottom of the screen, and I'm kind of looking over to the right so I can see my chat, you'll see a couple of things. You'll see the ability to chat, and lots of you are doing that now, which is amazing. You'll also see the ability to ask a question. Now that's a pretty cool function, because when you click on ask a question, you can actually scan through and see if anyone else has already asked your question. And if they have, you can vote it up. So you'll see a little arrow that you can point on or press, and it will bring that question higher up in the priority list. So when I get to Q&A at the end, I will know which the most popular questions are, which is really helpful for me because there's lots of you here, which is amazing, but there'll probably be lots of questions too. So use that functionality. Now I have with me in the chat some members of my lovely team who you will see. We have My Happy Mind Vicky and My Happy Mind Liv in there, and they're there to help you as we go through with questions that you might have. But the main questions are going to be answered right at the end of the session. I will definitely check in on the chat as we're going through, and there's some specific points in which I'll check in with you in the chat, but I won't be looking at the chat the whole time. Otherwise, I won't be able to do a good training session for you. So they are there to support you with the little things that come up along the way, but the big Q&A will happen right at the end. So just be patient with me. I promise we will get there. Okay. How are we doing? Oh, the My Happy Mind giveaway. Let me know in the chat if you've seen the My Happy Mind giveaway. It's pretty exciting. I mean, everyone on the team wants to win, but they're not allowed to enter, so they're not gonna. But basically, we have got a really special giveaway for you. And there's a couple of really, really special grand prizes. The first is free access to my Happy Mind for Families program, which is my signature program for families, a one-to-one coaching session with me, and a signed copy of my book that was published last year, which is here. Another one of the grand prizes is a brand spanking new iPad, and we're even going to let you pick the colour because we're just nice like that, alongside a coaching session and a signed copy of my book. And we have some runner-up prizes too of lots of amazing can't buy anywhere My Happy Mind swag. So we have some travel cups and we have some notebooks and all sorts of other goodies as well. So what do you have to do to be in with a chance of winning? Well, it's really, really simple. All you need to do is write down your biggest aha moments or your biggest learnings or your biggest golden nuggets. Write them down in your workbook. Take a picture of them or video yourself, even better, talking about the aha moment, and post it either on Instagram and tag us so we know you've done it, or you can post it in our Facebook group, or if you don't want to be on social media, which is totally fine, you can just email us at hello@myhappymind.org. Everybody that enters will be chucked into a tech hat. I call it a tech hat because it's actually a super cool tool where you put everyone's name and it just randomly picks somebody, and we will announce the winners on Monday the 18th, which is really exciting. So definitely capture the things that stand out for you, capture the things that really help you as you go through this training, and you could be in with a chance of winning. So what's my promise to you? What is it that this training is going to help you with? Well, by the end of our three sessions as part of Happiness Hacks Live, you will have a really clear blueprint or plan on the exact ingredients you need to have in place in order to successfully build your child's resilience and self-esteem. So by the end of session three, you will have in your hands that plan. You will know the exact areas you need to focus on to build your children's self-esteem and resilience. And I will have helped you cut through all of the overwhelm that is so often created when we're trying to figure this out on our own. And maybe we could just do a quick poll on this. Let's see, are you feeling overwhelmed right now? Yes or no? Is overwhelm something that you're feeling in your life as you think about parenting, as you think about your child's resilience? Let me know in the poll, yes or no. I'll wait for a second for your responses. I know the team will be busy typing away, getting the poll together. Because I coach thousands of parents and I work with lots and lots, hundreds of schools, and overwhelm is probably the word I've heard used most over the last 6 months or 12 months or so. Overwhelm, just constant feelings of overwhelm. Lots of yeses coming through in the chat. A few no's, which is good. Yeah, so lots of you agreeing that overwhelm is very much on your mind, and I'll help you cut through that, because the reason overwhelm is such a feature for so many of us is because there is so much noise in our heads, and we're going to come on to that. We're going to come on to that in a minute. Because let's just be honest about the reality of COVID and this pandemic and what this pandemic has brought over the last couple of years now. I mean, we used to say the last year, didn't we? And then we started saying the last 18 months, but realistically, we're coming on for 2 years now of living with this pandemic. And I believe, as an expert in mental health and as someone who's working in this space, that for many of us, the effects from a mental health perspective are only just starting to be seen. And I think the reason for that is that whilst we've been in the pandemic, whilst we're in the height of the pandemic and we're experiencing all that the pandemic's brought, actually we were in this kind of adrenaline-fueled survival mode. We kind of just had to get through it, you know, and it was fascinating for those of you that are in the Facebook group, seeing some of the GIFs that you guys came up with to describe how you were feeling about parenting. You know, it was a roller coaster for us all. It was really full on. It was exhausting. It was frustrating. It was all of those things, but we got through it because we had to. And what we're seeing now in our schools and what I'm hearing now from our parents is that now that things are starting to return to normal, many of the emotions, many of the challenges that people have struggled with through that time are starting to come out. So it's my strong belief that from a mental health perspective and an emotional health perspective, the work starts now, because this is when we're seeing so many of those challenges. And you might be feeling like, I've tried everything. When it comes to supporting my child's resilience or their confidence or their self-esteem, I've tried it all. I've tried everything that I can think of, but it's still not working. Or maybe you're thinking, actually, I haven't got a clue where to start. I mean, I know I want to help my child. I know they need support with their mental health. I know I need to build their confidence back up, but I've literally got no idea where to start. Or maybe you've kind of given up, right? You're feeling a bit hopeless and you're thinking to yourself, maybe I just need to get used to it. Maybe this is just the way they are. Maybe they're always going to have big meltdowns. Maybe they're always going to struggle with friendships. Maybe they're never going to love school. Maybe they're always going to be clingy, right? You might be telling yourself a story that is that you just need to resign yourself to the fact that this is the way they are. Or maybe you're feeling really lonely because actually you and your partner, or you and your family, or you and your friends have very different views on how you should be dealing with this. And so whilst you have these ideas of wanting to do things differently, maybe you've even done some research about how to get this right, your partner doesn't agree. Your partner's not on board with it. And so you end up feeling lonely. You end up feeling like there's nothing you can do. And so you give up. And if any of those things ring true for you, if any of those things resonate for you, I can 100% tell you that you are definitely not alone. And I get it. So many of the thousands of parents that I've coached in our families program feel exactly like that when they come and get our help. So many of the teachers that I speak to feel like that too. But what I'd love to hear from you guys in the chat is, how are you feeling? Like, do any of those things resonate for you? Are you feeling overwhelmed? Are you feeling stuck? What was the thing that led you to come tonight? What's the thing that you're feeling that led you to say, I want to go and learn this stuff? Let me know in the chat so we can get a sense of how you guys are feeling. Hopeless, miserable. COVID's affected everyone's mood. I'm on my own. I've got no friends. My family's separated and it's all on me. God, yes, I feel so judged by other mums and I'm a single mum, just my 9-year-old and I. I feel like I'm letting her down so much. I feel helpless. All of the above. And it's so hard. And we're so hard on ourselves as parents. Mum guilt is overwhelming me. I want my kids to be okay. Powerless, stuck. Don't know where to start. It's hard, panicky, broken, trapped. You can see how common these feelings are amongst you all. This is something that parents all over the world are experiencing. It's something that so many of us are going through. But unfortunately, it's not something that we talk about enough. And the reason that phase one is focused on you guys is that I know this. I know this to be true because I speak and help and support so many parents. And I want to do the same for you. So if you're like many of the parents that I coach, you might have already trying to replicate what you see your friends doing. Maybe you have that one friend who just seems to have it all figured out. You know, she picks the kids up at the school gate and they're all smiles and delighted to see her. And the kids always look so perfect when they come out of school and she always seems so happy. And you're thinking to yourself, how does she get it so right? So maybe you start to replicate her. Maybe you start to observe what she's doing. And maybe even subconsciously, you start to try and imitate her parenting style. Or maybe you've been taking advice from your parents or in-laws. And even though when they tell you their advice, you think, oh, I just don't know. I just don't think that that's right for my child. You give it a go because you're not sure what else to do. Even if for many of you, when your parents or your in-laws give advice, you think, well, that didn't work for me when I was a kid, so why would I try it? But with no other options, maybe you do. Or maybe you've taken to watching Super Nanny on repeat, thinking maybe I'll find some kind of tips in there that are going to help me. Or you follow all the mummy bloggers who, let's be honest, totally glamorize parenting and only show us the bits of their lives that look glossy. They too probably feel many of the things you guys are expressing in private as well. But still, despite doing all of those things, nothing really seems to change. It doesn't really seem to ever get better. Maybe you have the odd day where things improve, but on the whole, it just seems to be a challenge. And if any of that resonates, then it's likely that you've been missing the exact ingredients, the exact strategies that I will be sharing with you through this live experience. And without these ingredients, I can tell you for sure that you're just going to continue down this spiral of wondering, wishing and hoping for change. But you need a clear plan to make that change happen. And you won't have a clear plan until I give you the ingredients over the next three sessions on exactly what needs to change. And if you don't do that, you know, what's that quote? I think it's an Einstein quote, but that the definition of insanity is trying the same thing over and over and over and over again and expecting a different result, right? And that's what often as parents we do. Because when we don't have the answers and when we are overwhelmed, it's really hard to break those habits. So we find ourselves coming back to the same strategies that haven't worked before. So if we want things to change, then things need to change. We can't expect to keep doing the same things over and over again and getting a different result. Now, you might think I'm being pretty harsh right now, right? Pretty straight with you. And you know why I can do that? Because everything I've described so far this evening is actually a description of where I was about 6 or so years ago. I have been there. I have been there. And I want to just spend a few minutes telling you my story. So I started my career working in big global organizations, companies like AstraZeneca, who of course we've all now heard of, amongst others. And my job in those organizations was to work with senior leaders and their teams to help them to build healthy workforces, to help them to have staff who were resilient, who had good well-being, good mental health. And I worked for about 10 years with Harvard Business School, amongst other universities, bringing this latest science into those organisations. And it was a cool job. I got to fly around the world pre-COVID and do lots of amazing things. But when my firstborn started school at age 4, he really, really struggled with the transition. It was a really, really challenging time. He didn't want to go to school in the mornings. He would be crying every single morning, clinging on to my leg for dear life, saying, "Mummy, please don't make me go." Pickup was always a difficult time of day too, because I would get to the school playground hoping to avoid eye contact with the teacher because I kind of knew she was going to come over and say, "It's not been a great day today." And sure enough, most days that's exactly what happened. Bedtimes were hard. Getting in from school was hard because, as we all know, kids let out their emotions when they're in their safe place, which is home. So it was a hard night every night. Bedtime was hard every night. And honestly, I felt like I was failing as a mum. I'd look around and see the other parents and the other kids and I'd think, where did I go wrong? How come this isn't happening to anyone else? Which bit did I get so badly wrong? And when this continued, after, you know, half a term going into the second half term, so kind of 8 weeks or so, I decided that things weren't getting better. If anything, they were getting worse and I needed to go in and have a meeting with the school. So I booked a meeting with the head and the reception teacher, the first year of school for those of you not in the UK. And I said, look, we just need to get a plan together. You know, clearly things aren't getting any better and we need to get a plan together because I don't know what to do and I'm worried about it. The head teacher told me that what he needed was to man up a little bit. He was 4. Yeah, I know. And the teacher said he just needs to develop a stiff upper lip. Now, for those of you who aren't in the UK and don't know that expression, it basically means stop showing their emotions, bottle up their feelings. So as you can probably imagine, I wasn't particularly happy with that response. Took myself off home, opened a particularly large bottle of wine and started to work through all the areas that I knew I needed to support him with. Things like managing his own emotions, things like feeling good about who he was, having good self-esteem, feeling confident. And I realised halfway through writing all of these things down that everything I needed to teach him was what I'd been teaching senior leaders for years. It's just that they were usually 40-year-old plus men and he was just 4. So I got to work. I spent the next 6 months or so doing lots of work with him and we saw him really, really blossom. So much so that school called me back in to say, we want to know what you've done. What is it you've been doing? Because actually there's a number of children like this and we're not sure what to do. And what you've done is incredible. This transformation has been incredible. So I shared what I'd done and quite honestly didn't think much more about it. I was kind of back into work, just happy that he was okay. Until about, I think it was like 6 weeks later, something like that, when I received a phone call that I described to people as like having a double-decker bus crash into me at a million miles an hour. And that phone call was to tell me that somebody very close to me had been sectioned under the Mental Health Act. And again, for those of you not familiar with that terminology, it basically means that they are locked in a secure medical facility for their own safety. This person was, by society's standards, very successful. They ran their own business, three kids, happily married, two nice cars on the drive, holidays every year. From the outside looking in, everything looked fine, but they simply cracked under the pressure of sustaining that lifestyle. And visiting them in the mental secure hospital was probably amongst the most traumatic experiences of my life. And as I drove back home to where I live, which was a couple of hour drive, I had this moment where I thought to myself, hang on a minute, if my own child can be suffering with mental health issues, he was suffering with anxiety, and this person can have this full breakdown, then mental health can truly affect anybody. And I'm going to quit my job and I'm going to dedicate myself to building a program for primary schools in the first instance to help support children to develop the exact same habits I taught my son. Because I knew that they would work. I knew that it could work. And that's what I decided to do. So I got home and I told my husband that I was going to quit my corporate career and dedicate myself to building this thing. At the time, I used to call it the Acorn Project. I had no idea what it was going to be called at that point. And I think he thought I was going mad because he was like, you've got this amazing career. What are you talking about? You're not a teacher. All of the reasons not to, right? And I was like, no, this is what I'm going to do. And that's what I did. And it was in doing that, and it was in living this experience, that I realised that the only way to build a child's self-esteem, resilience, and ultimately happiness is to use proven science-backed techniques. It's what I taught my son, and it's what I know now to be true. It is the only way to build sustainable resilience and self-esteem. And the reason you'll hear me talk about resilience and self-esteem so much is that they are two of the most fundamental building blocks when it comes to having good mental health and preventing mental ill health. And since then, since that erratic decision to quit my job, we have launched My Happy Mind in hundreds of schools and nurseries. We're very proud to be backed by the NHS, who commission our program in lots of schools across the UK. They pay for the program because they see such a big impact in terms of how it helps children. We've also supported thousands of families through our programs. I was very lucky to have my book published last year by Penguin, and we've worked with lots of amazing organisations. And as I said right at the start, I am a woman on a mission to spread the science of happiness as far and wide as I can. But enough about my journey, because this is about you now, and I'm here to support you on your journey. The reason I tell you my story is because I want you to know that it is 100% possible for you. Wherever you are right now, however desperate or lonely or challenged you might feel right now on your parenting journey, this is 100% possible for you. You can support your child. You can build their resilience. You can build their self-esteem. And I plan to show you exactly how to do it. So I want you guys to go to your workbooks and start just capturing some of what's coming up for you. So I want you to turn to page 5 if you have your workbook. If you don't have your workbook, just find somewhere to scribble some notes down. And the first thing I want you to capture, and just write, just let it flow. Don't worry about writing loads, but just write what comes true to you. First of all, I want you to capture how you're feeling right now about your parenting journey. Where are you right now? When you've done that, I want you to think about what are the things that you're most concerned about with your children right now? Where are they right now? What are they most struggling with? And then when you're ready and you've captured some of those thoughts, I'd love you to share them with me in the chat. So firstly, how are you feeling right now about your parenting journey? And then secondly, what are your biggest worries about the chat or about what's going on for your children right now? And I am just going to put my eyes this way so I can have a little look at the comments in the chat as they come through. So share, if you feel able to, where you are right now in your parenting journey and what you're most focused on for your children. Saima says, love your positivity. Thank you, that's really kind. Loren, I'm so sorry to hear you're at rock bottom. Please stick with us through this process. We can help you come through that. Okay, so some responses are coming through. So mixed, worried daughter becoming anxious and distant from a dad, confused and desperate for change. I feel like even though I'm trying to break down the cycle, I'm falling back into the cycle because I'm burnt out. That is such an important point. When we're feeling burnt out as parents, when we're feeling overwhelmed as parents, it is so hard for us to move out of that. It's so hard to try new things, which is why I want to help you guys with this. It's why I want to help you guys move out of this state. Jean is saying lost, helpless and lonely. I want to feel less frustrated with the girls. I feel like I'm making mistakes. Things that you want to work on. Sophie says, my son's fear of other children and a lack of confidence. Linda, I'm not sure if I'm doing enough for his child. Lack of interaction with peers. It's really interesting when we look at some of the effects of COVID in terms of children and their relationships. We're seeing lots of children really struggling with friendship issues going back into the classroom. And actually what's really interesting about that is even if they were in the classroom through COVID, if you were a key worker or there was another reason they were in school, because the classes were so much smaller, having that big class again is really challenging for lots of children. Jane is saying, really want to help the kids in the future. I love that. And for some of you that are here, you know, you might not be really struggling right now. This is still going to be a really valuable experience for you because we're going to get to the nub of where to focus for the future. Only child guilt. Children don't want to do football club or mix with other kids. They're happy to... Yeah, I blame lockdown, exactly what I was just saying. Okay. So what I want you to do now, and there's a reason, by the way, I'm getting you to write this stuff down. In fact, let's just go back a slide. So the reason I'm getting you to write this stuff down and get it out of your heads is that that's a really important part of this journey. Because if you sit with it in your head, if you sit with these thoughts and they're just swirling around in your mind and you haven't ever expressed them before, for some of you, tonight might be the first time you've ever actually said out loud how you're feeling. Like, am I right? Let me know in the chat. Is this the first time you've actually ever admitted, maybe even to yourself, how you're actually feeling? And if so, let me know in the chat. But it may well be that you're feeling like, I can't see the wood for the trees. And that happens when we hold things in our minds and we don't express them. And the power of writing stuff down is that they become real. They become real and we take them out of our mind and we put them on paper. And that frees up our mind to move forward. So that's why I'm getting you to write this stuff down. It's why we create the workbook for you, so that you can get some of this stuff out. So what I want you to do now is just for a few moments, imagine how you will feel when you have managed to support your child with those areas that are most important for you and for them. Now, some of you might choose to close your eyes to do this, but you don't have to. But I just want you to become very still for a moment and just think about the things that your children will be saying, what they'll be doing. And think about how you'll be feeling when you have, which you will, been able to resolve some of these things for them. So take just a few minutes to think about that. And then again, I would love for you to share that with me in the chat. And take a moment to have a sip of water whilst those comments come through. Light, easy to breathe, accepting, happy and relieved, at peace and confident for the future, relieved, happy, content and loving life. Like a real mum, I can't wait for that day. I can do this, look how good I am. I love that. I'd feel amazing, I'd feel proud. Confiding in me about things that are on their mind rather than harbouring them. Relieved, calmer and happier, lighter. You know, I think lighter is such a great word to summarise this because it is heavy, isn't it? When we feel like we're struggling, when we're worrying about them constantly, it does physically weigh us down. You might even notice that you're kind of, your shoulders hunch. And actually, when you think about this, you sit a bit taller, you know, you relax in your body. And you can 100% get there. And the reason I can say that with such certainty is because I have done it and I've helped thousands of others do it as well. So on the next page in your workbook, I believe it's page 6, I want you to capture the 3 words that you came up with, just to remember them, because we're going to look back at this in the other sessions. Just capture the 3 words that most summarise how you want to feel. So whether it's lighter, happier, relief, that's a great one. And capture those in your workbook for your own reference as much as anything else. But if you're like many of the parents that I've coached, many of the families that I've supported, you might be sat there thinking, well, that all sounds great, Laura. That all sounds amazing. But where on earth do I begin? How do I get started? Well, before I can talk to you about that, which we will talk about, we need to acknowledge and be really clear about where we are today and why we are where we are today. Because if we don't do that, if we skip that step, we will just fall back into our old patterns. We'll fall back into our old belief systems about what we need to do. And we've seen that in the chat tonight, haven't we? We've seen people saying, I'm burnt out, so I'm back in the old cycle. So the reason I'm giving you this time and I'm giving you this space to focus on you first and foremost is to enable you to then focus on your children. I hope that that's becoming clear. Now, I've developed this concept, this idea called the parenting ladder. And I've developed it because in all of my experience of working with thousands of parents, I know that people generally fall on one of the rungs of this ladder. So I'm going to talk you through each of the rungs, and then I want you to think about and capture in your workbook where you think you are on the ladder today. So if you go to page 7 in your workbook, you'll see the ladder. If you've only got a pen and paper, you can recreate this in your own creative way and maybe even share it in the Facebook group after. You might have come up with a better image than we did. But I'm going to talk you through each one, and then I'm going to get you to be really honest with yourselves and say, this is the one that best summarizes me now. Okay, so I'm going to start from the bottom. And the bottom rung of the ladder is the lost stressor. Now, one thing I can tell you is none of you are in this category, because the lost stressor is the parent or the carer or the teacher or the person who works with children, whatever category you fall into, who is totally stressed out because their child is stressed, but they don't even realise that they need to do something about it. They're so overwhelmed, they're so lost, that they don't even realise they need to take action. And that is definitely none of you, because you're here. You've already taken this first step. You're already one step ahead of that group because you've acknowledged that you want to learn and you want to try something new. So none of you are in that category, that I can tell you. The second category is what I like to call the darling dabbler. And the darling dabbler, which is exactly where I was way back when I was in my journey, the darling dabbler is the person who dabbles, right? They see something on Instagram, or they see something on Facebook, or they hear a snippet of thinking on the news and they try it. Maybe it's the naughty step, or maybe it's a reward chart. And in fact, you see this really beautiful personalized one on Etsy or on Not on the High Street, and you think, that's going to solve all my problems, right? And then the next week it kind of doesn't take any traction, you stop using it, and you're on to the next thing. Maybe you buy them a lovely gratitude journal. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love gratitude journals, but you don't stick with it because you're busy and it's hectic, and so on it goes. So you've dabbled in lots of different strategies, but you haven't yet found one that works or made it consistent. The next one is the modern day parent. And quite frankly, you are just so busy with life, with juggling, whether it's work or the home or whatever it is you're juggling, that you know you need to do something, but you don't know what, and you haven't got the time, or you haven't found the time. So you're just in this constant state of multitasking, busyness, stressful, and for no fault of your own, haven't got to it yet. Many of us will find ourselves in that category. The book Smart Believer is those of you who have read all of the books, maybe you've even read my book, you've read all of the books around resilience and self-esteem, you've read all of the happiness stuff, but you haven't implemented anything. So you know all the science, you're like an expert in the science, you could probably be giving this talk, but you haven't actually implemented it. You haven't found a way to make it sustainable in your family yet. And if you're a happiness hero, then you know all of the science and you've managed to implement it. So this is now part of your world. It's part of your everyday language. It's part of the culture of your family. So I want you to let me know in the chat which category you think you are in. You've already started doing that, which is amazing. So lots of dabblers, modern day parents, definitely a dabbler. Dabbler, definitely a dabbler. Lots of modern day parents. Single parenting is tough while trying to run my own business. Absolutely it is. Absolutely. And listen, I was fully in the dabbler mode. I would like try this thing for a couple of days. Then I'd be like, oh, that didn't work. We'll do the next thing. It's all going on. And it's really hard, right? It's really hard because wherever you are, it's okay. And I know that you've got all of those feelings about it, and that's okay. What we're going to start to do from now is move on from that. What we're going to start to do is say, okay, how do we become happiness heroes? Because that's where we need to be. We need to fully understand the science that leads to good resilience, good self-esteem, good mental health. And we need to make that part of our everyday. And we're going to come to how we do that. But I also want you to think about, because this is important, in terms of being able to step away from those old, outdated ways of doing things, those old, outdated beliefs, we have to know why we've got to the place we're in, right? We've got to know why we're a modern day parent or why we're in Darling Dabbler. And you might be there because of something that those in my community will have heard me talk about a lot, which is comparisonitis. Like, let me know. In fact, let's do a poll. That'll be fun. Let's do a poll on, do you feel like you've ever had a dose of comparisonitis? Yes or no? Comparisonitis is what I describe as a disease of the mind that causes us to constantly compare ourselves to other parents or constantly compare our children to other children. Let's do a poll and see how many of you feel like you've ever struggled with comparisonitis. And here's the problem with comparisonitis. When we compare ourselves to other people, we're actually, first of all, comparing ourselves to a reality that we're probably not actually seeing, because what we see out and about is not what's always going on in the home. And also, if we're suffering from comparisonitis, what it leads to is overwhelm. If we're comparing ourselves to other people, what we'll start to do in our minds is think, well, how do they do it? And we overthink it and we very quickly get overwhelmed. And overwhelm very quickly leads to inaction. When you become totally overwhelmed, it's really hard to do anything and we tend to just freeze up. It's a bit like, and sorry for the dads, or maybe not sorry for the dads, but it's a bit like when you go into M&S and you just need a new 5-pack of knickers and you go into M&S and you walk in and there's just too much choice, right? So you go, oh no, can't do this today, and you're out the door. That's what it's like when we do comparisonitis as it relates to our kids. It all becomes too much and we go into inaction. Let's see if the poll results are in. Yes, 84% of you saying that you've experienced that. It's a thing, and it's something that we need to be really conscious of to be able to let go. So if you're one of the people that have said you've had this, I want you to write it down in your workbook. By writing it down, we can start to let it go. The next one might be hearsay, right? You might be a darling dabbler because you tend to hang out on the school gate, or you go to the school coffee mornings, or you've got a bunch of mates that you're on WhatsApp groups with. And when they say something that they've tried, you give it a go, right? Because you're desperate. You're really trying to make this work, whether your child's struggling or not. If someone tells you about something that's worked for them, of course you want to give it a try, right? So all of this hearsay, all of these conversations that you pick up on, you start adopting those techniques. So that might be why you're in this darling dabbler category, if that's you, because you hear something and you give it a go. And that's amazing because you're trying really hard, but it's not necessarily doing the things that are grounded in science. Or maybe you're just overwhelmed and tired. Tired with life. I mean, the amount of parents who I coach who say to me, Laura, I'm just a bit over it. You know, of course I love my children. I adore them, but I'm just tired. I'm really tired and I don't know where to go, or I'm just really overwhelmed with life. And even if your kids haven't been having such a hard time and you're just here because you want to help them in the future, it may well be that you've not been able to do the learning around that just because you're working or you're juggling or whatever it is you've got going on in your life. And so the reason that you're in the category you're in is important for you to acknowledge so that you can start to let that go. Because all of these things, whether it's the comparisonitis or the overwhelm or whatever it is that's led you to be in the category that you're currently in, and I stress currently in, it's important to acknowledge it so that we can start to let it go. Because all of those things are creating in our mind thoughts and beliefs and stories that, one, just aren't true, and two, are definitely not helping you move forward. Stories like, I'm never going to be able to get this right. Stories like, my child's never going to respond to me if I try and help them. Stories like, oh, you know, when I was a kid, I was really shy too, so that's probably why my daughter's shy. Or stories like, my husband's never going to support me. My wife's never going to support me in this, so I may as well just give up now. All of those thoughts that may or may not be happening in your mind right now are stopping you from moving forward and in supporting your child. And it would be wrong for me to deliver this training to you, to deliver this experience to you, without creating the space for you to acknowledge those stories and put them in the bin. Because we can't move forward as parents. We can't start to rebuild until we've let go of some of this stuff and we start telling ourselves a new story. So on page 8 of your workbook, or on your piece of paper, if you don't have your workbook, you can draw a bin, a makeshift bin. And I want you to write down all of the beliefs, all of the stories, all of the thoughts that you may have come to be aware of for the first time tonight. I want you to write them in the bin. I want you to put them in the beliefs bin. You're just going to have to go with me on this. You're just going to have to trust me. I want you to write down all of those outdated stories and outdated beliefs. Because this moment that we have together right now is the moment where you get to start believing a different story. You get to start believing that you can do this. You get to start believing that your child can do this, and you get to move forward as we go through this experience with an entirely different story to the one that you arrived at this training this evening. So let's have a look at what you guys are going to put in that beliefs bin, in that stories bin. And by the way, in our next session, I'm going to be doing a lot of work with you around thoughts and beliefs and how they play out both for us and for our kids. So this is a good primer for that. So let me hear from you in terms of what you are going to put in the belief bin. What is an outdated belief? Lisa, it's a belief that you have been holding on to that perhaps now, after going through this session so far tonight, you've decided isn't helping you anymore. So it might be that you've said to yourself, I need to stop comparing myself to other mums. I've been comparing myself. I've been thinking somehow that would be helpful. Comparing myself isn't helpful. would be a really good example of an outdated belief. And if you write them down and you put them in your beliefs bin, you're kind of acknowledging to yourself that you're going to try and move away from that belief, that you're going to move away from that thought. Oh, these are so good, guys. So I was shy and so is her dad, so that's probably why she's shy. I'll never be able to support her in the way that she deserves. I'm not a good enough mum. I'm too screwed up to raise kids. She's better without me. I don't know what I'm doing. Deciding my son can't improve his self-esteem as it's his personality. Believing that because I was not confident, my child won't be. Using fear as a parenting tool goes in the bin. Yes, I love that. Saying my child is quirky. Love that. That my son is destined to follow his dad's path. I've failed my child is an outdated belief. Absolutely. Comparisonitis gone. Oh, these are giving me goosebumps. This is so good. And can you see how saying that out loud, typing that in, it's really, really therapeutic for us because we're letting this stuff go. We're letting this stuff go. I don't have enough time. I'm only the foster carer, it must be me. My child is unique and wired differently. I need to mold the perfect child. My kids' problems are all my fault. Can you see how goddamn hard we are on each other? Or on ourselves, I should say? Let me ask you this. Would you ever speak to your best friend the way you speak to yourself? I had to go through this journey myself. I used to say all of these things to myself, all of the time, by the way, all of the time. But how hard are we on ourselves? You would never speak to your best friend like this. So I hope you're finding this useful to get it off your chest, to get it out of your mind and to get it and put it, I should say, in the bin. Because the truth is, the only story that you now need to be moving forward with is knowing that understanding and implementing the science-backed strategies that work is the only way to truly build your child's self-esteem and resilience. It doesn't matter what you were like as a child, what your partner was like as a child. It doesn't matter how busy you are. It doesn't matter how shy they are. It doesn't matter how quirky they are. You can absolutely support them in building their resilience and self-esteem. And you can take any child from having low self-esteem to having high self-esteem. You can build your child's confidence. You can help them to get more into activities. You can build their resilience. You just need to know the science. You just need to have the understanding of what actually works. And that's what we're going to get into in the next couple of sessions. And this entire training experience, now we've got to this point together, is designed to get you to the stage where you have the tools to become a happiness hero. So wherever you are right now on this ladder, whatever the beliefs are that you're letting go now, which is just so incredible to see, if you stick with the training until session 3, if you stick with me, if you trust this process, you will have a very clear path to becoming that happiness hero. So now that you know that the science and the strategies that are grounded in science are the only way that we can transform your child and move forward, you're probably thinking, okay, great, so what's the science, right? How do I do that? And that is exactly what the next 2 sessions are about. And in fact, in next week's session on Tuesday in phase 2, I'm going to be giving you some really juicy training about the brain. And the brain is at the centre of so much of what we teach in our NHS-backed programmes in schools, in our families programme and in our nurseries programme. And the reason that understanding the brain is so critically important is that most of the time, with most of the parents that I coach, when they learn about the brain, which I'll be teaching about next week, they realise that they have been approaching their child's emotional outbursts, their child's resilience, their child's self-esteem, the wrong way around. And that's what we're going to be diving into in the next session. So make sure you are with me on Tuesday, because we'll be getting right into the juicy stuff around what some of this science actually is and why it's so important. But tonight wasn't about getting into the teaching of the science. Tonight was about giving you the space, giving you an opportunity to reflect, to just be, to acknowledge and honour the fact that it's been really, really tough and that that's okay. But that actually this journey that we're going on together is not just about your kids. It's about you too. And I hope you found that really, really valuable to just stop and think and reflect. So don't forget about our giveaway. You have the opportunity to win some amazing prizes. All you need to do is capture in your workbook one of the things that you went, oh my goodness, about tonight. Maybe it was a belief you're going to let go of. Maybe it was realizing where you are on that parenting ladder. And either post it in the Facebook group or tag us on Instagram or email us hello@myhappymind.org to be in with a chance of winning. So I'm going to pause now and go into the chat and just ask you guys to share a key reflection from the session. And if you have any questions, to pop it in the question tab and I will work through some of those questions. But I would love first and foremost to hear some of your reflections. What's your big takeaway from tonight so far? So dive in. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, you're so welcome. Oh, Rebecca, thank you. It's always great to hear your sessions. I always feel emotional, but I want to be the best mum I can be. And you will be. Yes, uplifted and excited. That's what we want. Not alone. You are not alone. Looking forward to Tuesday. Yes. Always good to be forced to reflect when you don't give yourself the time of day most days. Absolutely. So emotional. Thank you. So grateful for what you're doing. Oh, ready to learn. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. You are not alone in this at all. You are not alone in this. The email address is hello@myhappymind.org if you want to send us an email rather than posting on social media. Supported. Michelle, I'm so pleased you feel supported. Okay, let's have a look at some of these questions. I have a child that seeks perfection and hates getting things wrong or losing and gets really upset when things don't go their way. This is really far from my mindset, so any tips on how to deal with that would be great. Oh my gosh, that is coming. That is a popular question and that is coming. In fact, a lot of these are probably coming in the next sessions, guys, so I will signpost that if that's the case. Oh my gosh, the next one is basically what phase two is all about. So I have a child that loses his temper very easily and doesn't remember why or what happened to lead up to it. Yes, we're going to go through exactly why that happens on Tuesday when I talk to you about the brain. My seven-year-old has difficulty regulating her emotions and her temper will go from 1 to 100 in seconds, looking for techniques. Again, Tuesday is for the win for that one. Confidence, anxiety, emotions. Somebody asking if these ideas apply to teenagers, and we've already answered that, I think, but yes, absolutely. And also these ideas also apply to us. So what I'm going to be starting to teach you guys next week is the science and the research-backed science that actually works when it comes to building resilience and self-esteem and happiness in kids. So everything that we teach is based on deep research into what it takes to create happy humans, of course, of which we are too. So yes, it's all applicable to teenagers and also to ourselves as well. Lots and lots of questions that are really similar, guys, which is fantastic. It means I know that lots of them will get answered in the next session. So I'm not gonna start answering them now because I'd be going into the content and I know some people have already dropped off. So make sure you are here for the next sessions. And if you miss the session, we will send you the replay. Now the replays will be available, but only for a short amount of time. And what I would love you guys to commit to yourselves tonight is that you're gonna make the time to do it. Now, if you have a pre-existing event or occasion and you just can't, that's fine, we get that. But if Netflix beats me, I'll be cross. So just try and prioritize it because you will get so much more out of the session if you're here live. So if you are here live, it's gonna really help you. Claire says, thanks for tonight. Writing down and putting pen to paper about my feelings, where I'm at, was surprisingly helpful. Yes. Imani says, I wish you were here in the US, but I'm so grateful to you. Oh, Imani, that's so lovely. Well, you know, this is why the internet's cool, right? We can still connect. Karen says, I'm in a better place than I previously credited myself. I love that. Carol says, thank you so much for tonight. You are so welcome. Deborah Helen says, very moving first session, hoping to carry these strategies to pupils at school too. Amazing. Lisa saying, thank you so much. You're so welcome. Oh, guys, you're so kind. Comparisonitis is my biggest problem and I've now recognised this. Thank you so much. Looking forward to Tuesday. Guys, don't underestimate how much acknowledging why you may have been feeling some of the feelings that you've had. Don't underestimate how powerful that is, because we cannot move forward until we do some of that acknowledgement of where we are. We are inextricably linked from our kids. So if we're not okay, it's very hard for us to help them to be okay. And so starting with us, starting with our own needs and starting with our own feelings and emotions is so important. Like I said at the beginning, the reason I've split this session into three parts is that I would have had to skip so much of this if I'd have done it in one. I mean, there'd have been some of you who were just diehard, like committed, that would have stayed on for 3 hours, but probably not as many of you as I want to. So I've split it in this way to give you guys the time and the space to do the work that needs to happen in order to ultimately support your kids. And I cannot wait. It's going to be a ride. Sharon says, hope and not giving up. Knowing there are keys is so helpful. Thank you. Can a family breakup affect my son too much? Can grief hinder emotional regulation? Thank you for holding hope out. Sharon, there is so much hope. There is so much hope for everybody that's here, for everybody that's watching on the replay. And my commitment to you is that I will guide you through that process so that by the end, by Thursday next week, you will be holding in your hands a clear plan on the areas that you need to focus on to support your child in building their confidence, their resilience, and helping them to bounce back. You'll have the ingredients, you'll know the 5 key ingredients that are most important for doing this, and they are all grounded in science. That is my promise to you. Katerina says, really looking forward to Tuesday. Me too. Learning to go with the flow, I like that. Nina says, thank you again, this is such a great place. I agree. I feel very, very lucky because we attract the most amazing people into our communities, whether it's a free training session like this or the families that join our families program. Oops, just slammed my desk by accident then. Or the families that join my families program. I just seem to attract the most gorgeous, kind, wonderful people. And I feel very, very grateful for that. Jeanette's saying, I've watched most of this, but kids came up to bed, would really appreciate a recording. Absolutely. We will be getting the technology sorted so that we can get the recording to you tomorrow. And it will also be in the Facebook group. So for those of you that are in the Facebook group, it will just sit in the Facebook group as well. So you can watch it there too. But for those of you who are not on Facebook, because I know lots of people aren't, we'll send you an email link so you can watch it off Facebook. We've got you covered. Laura says, I'm going to be more mindful of comparing myself and my children. Social media is just this really crazy world for children to grow up in. Yeah, totally agree. Feeling very validated. Good. Netflix is nothing compared to you. You're amazing. I don't know though. Everybody in the office has been talking about Squid Game. I feel like Squid Game might beat me because apparently it's just totally addictive and everybody seems to be binge watching it. But I'm very grateful for the compliment, but I feel like, you know, Netflix might beat me on Squid Game. I haven't watched it yet. Thank you. See you Tuesday. Tracy, we have hope. Yes, we do. We will send you the replay for all of them. So for those of you that are asking for the replay, don't worry, you will get it. You will get it. Yes, definitely get the husband watching or the wife watching if we've got hubbies with us, for sure. Ushena says, aha moment is why this program isn't available in schools. Well, the good news is it is available in schools and we are in hundreds of schools in the UK and growing all the time. So it's in schools That's where we started. And it's coming. It's coming. We can talk to you guys offline if any of you are interested for your school. If you email us hello@myhappymind.org. And if one of the team want to just post hello@myhappymind.org in the chat, and you're a school listening or you're interested for your school, just email us and we can help you, point you in the right direction. Amanda says, I feel you need a Netflix show of your own. You're very kind. Squid Game is interesting. Yeah. Carly's saying, I love being part of My Happy Mind Families program. Changed my life. Highly recommend it. Oh, Carly, one of my favorites. Carly's a member of our families program and has seen, oh my gosh, so much transformation with her little boy. And she just sends us the most gorgeous pictures of his achievements and the things that he's done. It literally just melts my heart. I was going to say his name, but I won't because you might not want me to, but he is gorgeous and so are you. So thank you for being here. It's lovely to see you. Okay. Oh, Marcia, and is it Nige? I'm sorry if I pronounced that wrong. Watching this together as parents, we're so looking forward to having a path that connects us as parents and our kids. Thank you so much. Can't wait for next week. Me too. Wilson, Squid Grain's amazing, but I still beat it. Why, thank you. Sandeep's watching it after this. Linda says, you make so much sense in areas I've not thought about. And you brought this to my attention to reflect on it. Thank you for letting me part of this training. Of course. Of course, of course, of course. Okay, my lovelies. I am going to start to wrap things up. But I am so grateful to you all. Thank you for asking such wonderful questions, for contributing so positively. And quite frankly, for being so honest about where you are, because I can only help you guys as much as you are honest with me. So as we go into the next couple of sessions, please continue to do that. Please continue to share. If you're in the Facebook group, put a post in there, share your reflections, and encourage others who haven't yet seen the session to watch it, because there'll be people who couldn't make it live tonight for whatever reason. Obviously, we want as many people as possible to see this so that we can have as much impact as is possible, which is what I am all about. So thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing so openly. And I will see you all on Tuesday.